ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
One of the most important developments in Milwaukee's bid to build a new economy is the investment that's been made in the water technology industry. For nearly a decade, the Water Council, a nonprofit organization promoting water technology around the world, has made Milwaukee the center of the global water industry. Through the process, it has partnered with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee School of Freshwater Sciences, the only school of its kind in the United States. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to talk to Dean Amhouse, President and CEO of the Water Council, and Marcia Silva, one of the UWM scientists working out of the Water Council's research facilities in UWM's Water Technology Accelerator. Marcia was recently honored by the Water Council for being the Water Warrior of the Year, something that she and the university are very proud of. Let's begin today's conversation with Dean and a quick snapshot for our listeners about the Water Council. You have come a long, long way in the last 10 years, haven't you?
It's been a rapid course that we've sort of gone down that river, and I'll tell you, it's getting pretty fast for us. We had no imagination where we would be today with, frankly, that discovery that we had. It was about 10 years ago when an aha moment happened in sort of two different areas. One, the Milwaukee 7 regional economic development effort, and the second was the head of Badger Meter, Rich Musin, and at that time, Paul Jones, the head of A.O. Smith Corporation, getting together. And fortunately, we came, those two groups, to come together and say, we've got something pretty unique here from an industry that exists here and been here for a long time. But then it's also utilities that have been very, very strong. But then also, most notably, the universities and the academic programs. And at that time was the Great Lakes Water Institute that was truly an aha moment. And as I think many people, you know, if they've been 10 years back, it was very, very hard to get to. It was a big surprise at the end of the street, you know, right in the harbor.
Greenfield Avenue, yeah.
Oh, my word, it's a gem.
Yeah, they always said if you go too far, you'll end up in the water, the shadow of the Rockwell Ellen Bradley clock.
Yes, yeah.
Those of us growing up here in Milwaukee remember it. So a lot happened, and of course the School of Freshwater Science came into existence after the Water Council
right.
started, and then the UWM Water Technology Accelerator, which is located inside a building that didn't exist
right.
10 years ago.
Yeah, it's actually 5 years ago in July that we opened the Global Water Center. And, you know, those first couple of years, we were still getting ourselves organized. A lot of volunteers. I was volunteering from another organization. And I came on board in March of 2010. And then we started by that November sort of exploring this idea of bringing businesses that are already here in the Milwaukee region together. And as we attract other businesses from around the world, where they would go. But then it's also starting up the new businesses and the entrepreneurs that are located here trying to find a place, but also coming out of the academic programs like UWM. And, you know, where are we going to put them? And why not concentrate them in one location? And that was really the genesis of the Global Water Center, of being able to bring, you know, a whole host of folks together as a water accelerator. You got large businesses, you got small entrepreneurs and universities working all in one area. Very unique. We've not seen anything like this building in the world at all. And of course, it spawned so much other things going on.
And for those listeners who may not have been by it, it's located in the Reed Street Yards, this wonderful development just off Walker's Point. Pittsburgh, although it's not really Pittsburgh
Street
where you're located.
It's a freshwater way. When we came into the facility, the mayor said, listen, we can't have the Global Water Center on Pittsburgh at all. We got to change that name. So they ran a competition and named it Freshwater Way. And then we actually were offered the opportunity to put the number on Freshwater Way on our building. And one of our staff at that time came up with the idea of 247 or 24/7 West Freshwater Way. Yeah. And it really is 24/7. There are people in there all times of day and night and weekends.
Well, one of the people who's in that building a lot is our other guest on today's program, Marcia. Marcia is an adjunct assistant professor at the School of Freshwater Sciences and College of Engineering and Applied Sciences. And again, one of those scientists working inside the water accelerator for UWM, which is on the top floor, the seventh floor of the Water Council building. And Dean, you named Marcia, the Water Council named Marcia the Water Warrior of the Year. Tell us what that is, and then we're going to hear from Marcia.
Well, this is the second time that we've done it, and we, as a staff from the Water Council, picked an individual who we really believe embraces that idea of being able to help young people, is always there to lend a helping hand, wherever it may be. And, you know, it's interesting, over the last few years, as we've worked together with Marcia, it's something, there's always a times when it's like, let's call Marcia up. She can help on this one or that one topic, or she'll know, who to go to or what to do. And what's always been great, and it's always that sort of unknown, hidden, fact, is she always comes back and says, she sort of pauses and says, yeah, I can do that. I can help with that. And it's been great to be able to have somebody, from UWM who is always there to say, yes, I'm really ready to help.
So, Marcia, how does it feel to be a warrior in water?
Yeah, that was a great feeling. The day of the Water Summit, when the award was publicly announced, I had the opportunity to talk a little bit with my audience, and I shared with them my first reaction was I was surprised. And then the second was I was very thankful for the recognition of the community. And then the third came, okay, now it's really becoming even more aware of my responsibility with our water community. So it definitely brings more responsibility, and I think the feeling of really spreading this commitment with our water community.
So what happens in the accelerator itself? You have lots of laboratories up there. Mm-hmm. What kind of work is going on?
Okay. So our facility, as Dean mentioned earlier, it was really launched in 2013. So it was not only the building was launched, so the Global Water Center, right, which is the building. Water Council moved in July of that year. UWM moved in September of that year. So our mission, first of all, we did not exist before at the university. I worked for the university for 15 years, but my mission with that setup, it really started in 2013. So what we are doing, we are building the future. And that's how I define what I do and what my colleagues do over there. So we have the seventh floor houses, accommodates researchers, including my own lab. So researchers who work on developing water sensors, water filtration materials, or other water technologies. We also receive students from School of Freshwater Sciences, from School of Engineering, and other schools as needed per project. So our mission there is also providing services to the water community. So we have shared laboratories, very advanced laboratories for microfabrication of sensors, for analysis of materials, or for microscope, very advanced microscope room for study of performance of materials that are being produced by in our laboratories, but also by our local partners.
The fact that you're located in a building where there are also businesses that exist to make money, to hire people, to build products, does that make your work easier, knowing that you've got industry right down the hallway or in one or two floors down below?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that environment by nature is very dynamic, very vibrant. It's, as you said, it's not a university building. It is a business building where you have a mixture of startups, water industries, water council, universities, UWM, Marquette University. So it's a very vibrant environment where we, in my mind, we give the best opportunities we can possibly give to our students. Overall, our mission is really education. So we receive these students, they work with us on real projects in partnership with industries or startups. And when they are done with their programs, when they graduate, actually they are hired by local universities. It has been a great feeling for this past 5 years now that they are graduating and getting jobs in our own community. And actually returning back and as a member of the water community, even serving as industry mentors in, you know, for projects in my lab. So I feel very proud that I have prepared those professionals to now be even ready to be mentoring students in my projects, not only my projects, others as well.
Dean, it's got to be really a unique opportunity for those companies that are members. I think you have 180 members, companies actually from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, far beyond around the country that have joined the Water Council. Having Maria, people like Maria in those research labs in your building is a game changer for some of these, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is what separates us apart, again, from the rest of the world, frankly, because I have had the good fortune of being able to travel to other places, and there are, you know, various accelerators that are out there around the world. But to be able to have a place that is just devoted to water, but to be able to bring businesses with the research labs, and it's the researchers like Marcia who are providing, you know, great assistance, and that's why she's a water warrior, but it's the PhD candidates, it's the postdocs, it's the undergraduates, the exposure, and to be able to have businesses that are on the second and third floor to be able to go upstairs, try things out, explore, discover. And we've actually seen new businesses start because of the interaction between a researcher and another entrepreneur, starting up a whole other business and then starting to bloom from that little grain of, you know, sort of discovery.
Marcia, this sure belies the notion that a university is an ivory tower that is off doing things apart from the community. In this case, the UWM Water Accelerator is, in fact, part of the community. Very different picture from what people might have imagined 10 or 20 years ago.
That is totally correct. So that is a place that was envisioned by our university to be a welcoming place for industries and startups. So for me, that was quite a very a simple transition. I have worked for industry for 11 years prior to the 15. I work for academia. So being that environment for the past 5 years was nothing else than merging these two distinct roles into one and making sure that our industry community feels very welcome where they know we are speaking the same language, we are working towards one goal. So it has been and as Dean mentioned earlier, definitely we have been learning as we go. I feel we have learned a lot. In my very own lab, I have had over 70 students that I have mentored in only 5 years.
That's amazing.
Remarkable. That's definitely fantastic.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and this week we're talking about water technology. Joining us in the studio is Dean Amhouse. Dean is president and CEO of the Water Council, an international organization, nonprofit organization, headquartered with its offices and research facilities right here in Milwaukee. And alongside her, Marcia Silva. Marcia works at UWM. She is both an adjunct assistant professor in the School of Freshwater Sciences and the College of Engineering and Applied Applied Sciences and a facilities manager at UWM's Water Technology Accelerator, which occupies the whole top floor of the Water Council building on the near south side. Marcia, give us an example of some of the work that you're most proud of that you're focused on in the Water Accelerator.
Well, that's a quite interesting question. You know, I have so much fun when I start new projects. I think that's what the main point for us, because we create something that does not exist. You really have to get excited. We have new ideas every time, and we almost take it for granted. So we have all these great ideas, and some will succeed, some will go at a faster pace, some will not go that fast, but there is a place for them. So they are coming, right, in developments. If I have to choose... the projects that I have been working right now more actively are filtration materials for removal of persistent organic pollutants, also for removal of heavy metals from water. And I have another project that is for filtration material for specifically targeting phosphorus from stormwater. So this technology platform has been funded by local industries. So I know it is of interest of our local industries. It is a challenge. We work together, and we train talent as we go. Also, my lab is currently working on two sensors. One of them is a optically based sensor for detection of particles in water and eventually bacteria in water, and also a non-invasive sensor for detection of biofilm inside of pipes.
All right. You know, so appropriate we're talking about the test that you're doing to measure these contaminants, because it's, as we tape this program, summertime. I've got some friends who live on the lake who say, oh, here it comes again, algae. And you know what one of the major causes of algae is? Phosphorus, right? That mm-hmm. gets into the rivers, yeah. gets into the lakes. So anything that can be done to help detect and ultimately find ways of preventing phosphorus from getting into the waterway or removing phosphorus is a huge plus.
And we go one step forward in this project, actually, is not only capturing phosphorus, but also recycling, regenerating that adsorbent to the material that is capturing phosphorus, and also regenerating the nutrient. So it's a very smart project where in this type of project we don't do by ourselves. We partner with our an engineering company based in Michigan, K&A, and this is under the umbrella of a very large project funded by Great Lakes Protection Funds.
Dean, when you hear Marcia describe some of the work that is underway, working on a product or a tool or an instrument that's not yet on the market, it's pretty exciting for you, I suspect, to know that that you're sitting in the building where the germ of the idea is actually taking shape.
Yeah, and there's so many times when it's so early and you want to be able to shout to the world and say, oh, my word, we think we found something that's really could be
And Marcia says, not yet, right?
Not yet, yes.
It's still going to work out the bugs.
Yeah, that's true.
But, well, and sometimes it really is the bugs that you're working out. But it's exciting to be able to see and to have the impact locally, you know, here in Wisconsin. And we just had some leaders from the Department of Natural Resources and from the state. And as always, they want to tour the building. And so we were up on the seventh floor in a sort of short notice, and we were going through, and I said, oh, and here's the lab that's working on the phosphorus issues. And they were like, oh, my word, we need to get back up here, and we need to bring our folks here. And I said, oh, absolutely. Because that discovery could become a game changer. And we're seeing that that is truly happening, where little things that really start to build and have an impact, not only in Wisconsin, but it really spreads across the entire world. And the fact is that we are increasingly, over the last 5 years, have become that global center. You know, we're getting 40 to 50 countries that are coming to Milwaukee on purpose to meet with the businesses and meet with the academic professionals here to be able to find discoveries that are going to, you know, work in their states or provinces or countries. They want to team up on a business-to-business exchange because they know the next evolution is going to occur right here in terms of that discovery.
So the fact that the Water Council exists, you're really a beacon. You can attract companies who otherwise might not have realized the great depth that exists in the technology around water here in Milwaukee.
Well, and in fact, our co-chair and co-founder, Rich Musin, really, he talks about what we are as an apiary. And if you know that, it's a beekeeping. And he said, you know, listen, here I am with head of Badger Meter, and, you know, I'm not helping to foster these businesses and this research simply, you know, to, you know, for the, well, it's kind of sort of like a bees, you know, he's got his brother-in-law, I think it is, that is a beekeeper. And he goes, he's not trying to find homes for homeless bees at all. He wants that honey. And why these businesses are coming there, they're looking for the discoveries. They're looking for the talent. And the Global Water Center and the Water Council, that really is what we're, you know, there to do, is to make those connections to be able to bring people not only within the region here together, but globally as well.
Marcia, what does this mean for students? The notion that that you've not only have really, really strong academic programs, but now you have this physical space in Dean's building. What does that mean for their employability, for their careers down the road?
I'm very glad to say that all my students who have graduated, they have have been offered jobs, not only in local community, but in other places. So what that means to them is they take this opportunity during their education program to interact with industry. So interacting with industry means they have to learn several things. It's not only perfecting their experimental designs ability or their investigation ability. It's way more than that. It's building the professionalism, the ethics to, and the language level that industry or the type of outcome that industry expect from them. So by going through this training process while helping us on these projects, what we are doing is preparing the talent. So when they are done with their program, what happens is industry, if they have candidates who have gone through that process and others that have not gone through that process, so I think their chances of being, being hired increase because they are one step further in preparation of that professional.
It's that real-world experience
absolutely.
That they can't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah. And especially right here in Milwaukee. They don't have to go anywhere. It's right here.
Dean, I know that you work with a lot of really well-established companies. Badger Meter, for example, Rich's company is a great example. A. O. Smith, some of the big heavyweights that have been around for 100 years or more. But you also have a lot of startups or people with ideas who would like to start a company. How do they qualify to begin to be able to work in your facility in the first place?
Well, I would say that, you know, probably about 5 years ago, we would talk about that. We maybe had two entrepreneurs, small businesses at that time. Right now, just in the Global Water Center, we're probably pushing over 35. And that's just in a matter of 5 years where these are new companies that have been created just in that period of time, others that have come from Wisconsin are starting to co-locate there, but others from around the world as well. But I think one of the unique programs that we have is what's called the Business Research Entrepreneurship for Wisconsin, and it's called The Brew. And where each year we take 5 to 6 businesses, we take them, bring them into the building. We invest in them with dollars, but we also help them from a training standpoint. And that's where, you know, getting their business skills. But by having them in the building, they're not only able to, you know, work together, and that oftentimes happens, but then to be able to have that access to the academic programs and the researchers and the labs just adds extra value on this. And so, you know, this has become that, you know, epicenter for an entrepreneur. If you're looking to be able to start your business in the water technology area, this is really the best place to be. And I think what, you know, we hear all of the things that we can provide these small entrepreneurs. The number one thing that they really value is the ecosystem. It's being able to be plugged into a network of people that they just wouldn't get anywhere else.
Being able to meet people like
Absolutely.
Marcia, right?
Absolutely.
It's that water cooler effect, right? And Marcia, people walk into your lab sometimes and you never imagined that you might be doing a project with them?
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time. I think that's the fun thing of being there. We would not be, I think we are successful as a community because we are all together in one building. So that type of someone, you know, just is walking in the hallways, they have an idea, so you build ideas right there. You will go get your cup of coffee on the first floor, and there's someone behind you, you start chatting, there comes another idea, or you are in an elevator ride and you are chatting with someone, and there comes another, and that happens all the time. That's why I always tell my students, you have to really be aware of, when I say prepare a student, that's what I'm really talking about, the entire professional, right? Not only academically, but as a professional, the ethics, how you interact with the community, how you really handle and talk about your research with ethics. And it's really the entire, and that type of opportunity happens all the time. It we would never have that type of outcome if we were located anywhere else. Yeah. That's for sure.
That's just one.
Yeah. And I just want to sort of build on what Marcia is saying. That really is why she's a water warrior, because what she's doing is, you know, teaching all of these students. And it's beyond the books and beyond the labs. It's mm-hmm. those little subtle things of being able to encourage those students to reach out to other people and to interact. And that's why she's a warrior.
So the next fight, as you just continue the work with both your projects and with those partners or would-be partners who
Absolutely.
Walk in.
Absolutely. I have to take the opportunity here to thank my colleagues, the researchers that are on that floor, that are definitely responsible for the success of that facility. So Dr. Junhong Shen, Wujing Sheng, Ryo Amano, Nathan Salowitz, Rudy Strickler. So they also form students, and they have expertises that are different from mine. We complement each other. So it's really, we are who we are.
Well, we congratulate you, Maria, on your Water Council Award, Water Warrior. You have a whole army behind you, as
sure
we heard.
Do.
And
mm-hmm.
Dean, keep up the great work
Thank
with
you.
The Water Council. Here's to, we all have water in front of us, listeners. We'll have a toast to another exciting decade going
very
forward.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That's all for this week's show. Thanks so much for joining us as we hear from Dean Amhouse, head of the Water Council in Milwaukee, and Marcia Silva, who's the person who runs the UWM Water Technology Accelerator, all in the Water Council building on Milwaukee's near south side. That's all for this week. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.